You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama ko ngayon si Albert Abarquez ng Australian-Filipino Golfers Group at ating pag-uusapan ang nalalapit na pagtitipon at pagdiriwang sa 20 at 21 ng Oktubre sa YMCA Anglesey Camp. Magandang araw, Albert.
Good morning, Dan Maridel.
Salamat sa panahon mo.
Okay lang.
So, sa lalapit na weekend, October 2021, magtitipon-tipon ang mga mag-anak sa Anglesey.
That's correct. So we have we're targeting 30 members to be there. Pero siya, of course, kasama natin ang family. This is once a year namin ginagawa to get together and of course to live a healthy lifestyle and have fun din, diba?
Layunin ninyo ay healthy living through sports.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah. And of course, to get together and maiwasan natin yung sobrang mga ibang mga bisyo there. We continue to be a sports-minded Philippine community dito sa Southeast.
Totoo yan, no, na pag nakatuto ka talaga sa sports, lahat ng ginagawa mo ay pumapaligid sa mas malusog na pamumuhay, hindi ba?
Yeah, that's correct. Mga good examples are all our mga kids namin kasi they grew up in a basketball community dito sa Dandenong and Hampton Park. And they make a lot of friends and they become very healthy. And it's good. They hindi sila napupunta sa mga ibang mga activities na masasama, diba? And yeah, and they gathered a lot of friends within the Philippine and Australian community.
Yung napansin ko, lalo na pag nasa group sports ka o nagpa-participate ka sa group sports, nagde-develop yung sportsmanship, yung teamwork, tsaka yung social skills ng bawat bata.
Yeah, number one yan. Yung teamwork is always been the best na nade-develop ng mga play pa mga bata natin. And of course, yung pagiging ano nila, yan, katulad yung sportsmanship and yung leadership skills nila. So, they learn a lot of things doon kasi yung leadership nila, they want to win. They learn how to accept losses as well, you know, in a humble way. You know, and also, of course, in a graceful dinner sa mga sa defeat and winning nila. So, and yeah, it was very good para sa ating mga Pilipino because tayo naman Pilipino talaga, we love sports. Di ba?
So,
it's a different, iba yung passion natin lalo na pagdating sa basketball.
Pero sa darating na weekend, meron din kayong mahalagang tatalakayin kaugnay ng sports.
Yep, according to we will have a little bit of educational program din sa Anglesey after ng golf namin yan. So, while we're having awarding sa gabi and dinners, and then we will have an educational program din sa Anglesey Recreational Club.
Ito yung tatalakay sa kung paano maiiwasang malulon sa sugal o gambling.
Yeah, yan isa sa program na Normida will bring along to us.
Saka pakipagtulungan to ng ECCV at saka ng Australian Filipino Community Services.
Yep, that's correct. Under the leadership of Normida Fopesa. Yep.
Ngayon, Albert, kasi sa atin, no, sa ating mga Pilipino, parang nakasanayan na natin na kunyari manonood tayong boxing, manonood tayo ng basketball, manonood tayong pusta tayo. So yung mga sa tingin natin mga harmless na pagpusta, parang sampu sa'yo, sampu sa akin. Merong mga ganun na hindi nakakapinsala. Pero paano natin masisiguro o paano natin matitiyak na hindi ito mawawala sa ating control, ika nga.
Yung mga ganong klaseng betting naman, it's all about fun. It's one-off, ano yan, yung mga game katulad ng boxing, diba? Hindi naman siya everyday. Ano. It is really very hard yung makontrol yung, it's a complex issue, madaming ano yan. Pero as long as, yun yung mga advertising nila na, ano, it should be also be limited, diba?
Hmm.
And, kasi yung gambling, really, it's just like playing sports din eh. When you win, you want to win again. Di ba? Yung pag
nakaka-addict, hindi ba?
Pag nakaramdam ka ng winning sa basketball, we want to win again sa next game. We want to win again sa next game.
So, dahil yung high na dala ng tagumpay.
Yung adrenaline rush nila. Yes, weed, yes. So it's probably it's the same thing din sa gambling. So as long as they don't really stay that long sa isang venue to gamble, then it will be harmless. Pero if you stay there that long, and of course the effect niyan is wala namang nanalo talaga sana sa gambling. At the end of the day, it's always been yung anong winner, di ba? Yung bangka lagi yung winner.
Oo. Yung nagpapasugal.
Oo, di ba? So as long as yung mga ganyang, when you gamble only for sharing, it's a one-off competition, like in a basketball naman, hindi naman ganun din. Pero but if you go to casino, alam na yung mga bata, yun ang pag maiwasin yan, of course, hindi sila, it's not gonna be very harmful sa mga ano natin, kabataan.
So, ito siguro yung mga mahalagang bagay na dapat nating isaalang-alang, lalo na kung meron tayong mga anak na bata pa, hindi ba?
Kaya nga yung mga, sa sports naman namin, sa basketball, there's no betting within our Philippine community sports. But there are some, maybe, like atulit sa NBA, may betting dyan, di ba?
Mm.
So, there may be some that's betting. But it's not continuous na katulad na. That is harmless. Pero yung, if you are really gonna be like, katulad sa mga, yung sa casino nga, di ba? You go blackjack or you go to roulette and you stay sit down there. Yan ang really very dangerous sa mga ano natin.
Pero,
not only sa youth, syempre, of course, sa mga, ano din, sa mga mature parents.
Oo. Pero ngayon, dahil sa teknolohiya, kahit mismo sa telepono natin, di ba, pwede tayong tumaya.
Yes.
Kaya, ito yung mga tatalakayin ninyo sa...
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, that's something that I think it's a big, ano yan, it's a complex problem yan because it's a technology, who can access the technologies na ganyan. Even every kids can access it, di ba, kasi it's a nasa apps nga. And those are probably the restrictions that the Australian government na ma-focus nila, paano nila mapipigil yan. Because kung all the applications are available in the system sa technology natin, then everyone can access it, then there is a problem. Diba? Yun ang magiging ano doon. So, paano nila maano yan? So, are you gonna restrict yung bank card ng mga bata or the youth, diba?
Panghuli, Albert, ano yung may papayo mo sa mga kababayan natin na maraming oras sa kamay nila, lalo na pag-weekend? Ano yung pwede nilang gawin?
One thing lang, play sports. Yan ang the best. Live a healthy lifestyle. So, yung mga, ano na, and it's either bring your family to, and your, or your kids to sports venues, encourage them to play sports. This is good. And if not, if they don't have kids, then they themselves can play sports like basketball. Here in Hampton Park now, we have the 40 above group. Or if you can't play basketball, we encourage them to play other sports like golf. Golf is a good sport. Kasi golf, kahit na nasa 65 ka na or 70, you can still play golf.
In basta kaya mo maglakad ng mahahabang...
And you're walking in, you get the ng environment mo. You walk in the grass, you got trees, you got birds, you got kangaroos here, diba? Yeah. When you're playing, we play in a different course, so it's fun. So try to live a healthy lifestyle, then it's gonna be good. You will be for sure. You can get away with all this stuff. Harmful activities.
Maraming salamat, Albert Abarquez, mula Australian Filipino Golfers Group.
Yeah, and thank you then, Maridel, on behalf of ang best CPBL and the AFG group, and of course the AFCS. We thank you, Maridel, for this time na bigyan mo kami ng chance.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.